Take note. It's about a week from Comic-Con. At least a week from when I get to Comic-Con. Next Thursday night, probably around this time, I'll be pulling into San Diego, checking into my hotel, and getting really psyched for the next couple days of movie presentations and comic book characters and all kinds of interesting displays of creativity all around. I've been going to Comic-Con for probably 6 years now, and each and every time it's just bigger and busier and more crowded, and also filled with more and more geeky goodness. But one of the things about this year's Comic-Con that makes it much different than all other previous years is that it's rumored it's the last year for San Diego.
Yep.
It's rumored that next summer, Comic-Con will be in Las Vegas. Now, I'm sure a lot of you listening to this may find it sacrilege, because Comic-Con is truly a San Diego institution. It's been happening there since the 70s, when it was almost nothing, you know, in size. And it seems like the end of an era to me, too. I mean, San Diego has a certain feel, sort of laid-back, relaxed attitude, and it has these beautiful old town neighborhood and gas lamps on the streets, and it's just a relaxing place to go. I mean, Comic-Con itself is so frantic, it's sort of nice that it's in a really relaxed place that you can get away to outside of the hubbub. And next year, if it really does go to Vegas, all that's gone. Vegas, as you know, is the most relaxed place. And, you know, sure, maybe it'll hold a bigger crowd, a higher capacity, but will it hold the same feeling of caring, I guess, that San Diego brings? I don't think so. So if this is the last year that Comic-Con is going to be in San Diego, I will drink a toast to it. Not tonight, though. I'm going to save it for next weekend, when I can drink a toast along with superheroes. Good night.